Right now, Mike Kennelly is here with us representing the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival. Hi, Mike. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And thanks for being here with us early on a Saturday. When did you get involved with storytelling?
Well, a long time ago. I guess it was 1990, 91. I went to over to Senate Hall in Oakland. There was an event advertised over there called Telebration. And it was in the evening. It was from 8 to 10. And it was a celebration of stories, a concert. I'd never heard of anything like that before. So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. So I went over there, and Alan Irvine, who I know has been on this show before, and Joe Healy, who's the grandfather of storytelling in Pittsburgh, gave a performance, as well as some others. Alan did a 12-minute Shakespeare kind of thing.
Oh, I think I might have been there that night. I think I remember it.
It was, and it was a lot of fun. It was awesome. So I volunteered, and next year I was passing out tickets. It just happened so fast. So Alan gave some classes on storytelling, and I just started kind of hanging around and helping out. So,
are you originally from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I was born and raised in a little section of Pittsburgh called Garfield that very few people have any idea where it is. So for those of you that don't, it's actually, you would probably call it Bloomfield or Friendship, but it's near Allegheny Cemetery.
A lot of folks, younger folks, are really discovering Garfield. Great housing stock there. The tiny houses movement is taking hold there, too.
Yes, I've been through there. I go through and look at my ancestral home occasionally just out of for sentimental reasons. So.
And what did you end up doing for a living?
Well, for a while, I graduated from Duquesne, and for a while I was doing the oil field stuff, but that's a young man's job. So I eventually got into software development. And I work for a company called Management Science Associates out of the East End. Yeah,
so. You know, believe it or not, it wasn't Management Sciences Associates. It was, I can't think of the name of the company, but we had somebody from a very similar firm not too long ago. But Management Science does a lot of sort of personality testing, right? Or looking at.
We have a lot of actually data analysis kind of thing. There may be some personality things in there. I'm not really sure. But we do consumer packaged goods analysis kind of thing and scheduling for media and a lot of.
I'm confusing the company with DDI out in Bridgeville. But I know Management Science Associates right at. Where Washington and Fifth come together,
right.
I think,
uh-huh.
in that
Mellon
building.
Park.
And Mike Kennelly is here primarily today to talk about the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival, August 8th and August 9th. It's at the Winchester Thurston School North Campus in Allison Park. It's entirely free of charge. There are workshops. There are concerts. There are opportunities for kids to tell stories. There will be adult concerts as well. Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
The whole festival just excites me. The festival has been going on for a long time. Mary Morgan Smith started it over in North Park Skating Rink. I remember the very first one of those, too. Donald Davis came up and told some stories. A very hot, sunny August afternoon. But for 2 years now, the festival has been, it was run by the library, Northland Public Library, for a very, very long time, and we appreciate their support. But 2 years ago, they were unable to extend that support, so we went out on our own last year, and we're out on our own again this year, and it's kind of real exciting to be in control of your own life, so to speak. So we're doing lots of great things. We've reached out to Stacy Keene, who will be here next week, actually, and the Moth folks, because that's a particular kind of storytelling that people, day-to-day people, are really interested in. Mm-hmm. It's high-impact, everyday kinds of things. But, of course, stories are they're much more than that. They're shared experience. And, you know, if you've ever watched TED Talks or any of that, One of the first things somebody will always say is, I'm going to tell you a short story. It's almost inevitable. So we share with each other events, but what happened inside of us while those events were taking place? We share the inner experience, and that's much more that's a much more powerful connection, a much more fun thing to do.
In this day and age, you know, the idea of attaching yourself to another human being, connecting to another person, those opportunities sadly are eclipsed by smartphones and computers and television, some kinds of broadcasting in general. I hope not this particular program, because we try to operate in a different way. But the idea of human-to-human interaction, where a story, it's not being read to you. There's actually somebody on stage telling you a story directly from their heart and brain to your ears, and actually changing his or her means of presentation based on the way you might be reacting to that story. It's really a great thing. And stories sometimes are 100% true. Sometimes they are, let's say, exaggerations of things that happen.
I'll quote a great Irish storyteller who said, if there's a lie in it, it wasn't me that put it there.
So Mike Connelly is here, and we'll give you more details on the festival coming up, but would you like to share a tale?
Sure. I'll tell you one of my you're talking about connection, particularly in a tale that is not about your life. One of the things is to pick such a tale, and one of the reasons to pick a story that you want to share with somebody that is fiction is because it touches something inside yourself. So this is a short story by Aesop. It's absolutely one of my favorite ones. It's a teaching tale, as you would expect from Aesop, and it's about the white stag. Now, the white stag, one morning, walked down to the beautiful blue lake to get a drink like he did every morning. And as he walked down to the lake, he would look for his antlers to appear in the smooth water first, reflected like in a mirror. Oh, he was so proud of those antlers. The very sight of the tips as he walked closer and watched them grow out of the side of the beach and get bigger and bigger until finally his head and his full set of antlers were visible to himself, and oh, how he admired them. He turned his head to the left and to the right and look up and look down, always his eyes cast on the image reflected back to him. But of course, after he got his drink, it was time to leave. And he'd turn, and when he did, his hindquarters were reflected in the water. Oh, he said to himself, gosh, they're so ugly, they're so big. I can't stand it. Why am I so cursed? Why am I so frowned upon by the gods that I have to be gifted with these ugly, 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 big muscles in the back? Well, as he turned and walked slowly away, somewhat disgusted with himself, once again, he heard off in the distance a barking noise, a set of hounds. Oh, oh my God, he thought to himself. Not again, the hunters. Well, they're far enough away, and I have enough time. So using those large, powerful hind muscles, he began to sprint and to run, and he bounded across that field with great speed and great grace, over ditches, over logs, past bushes, and down the other side to the thicket, where he thought, well, I'll save even more time if I cut through the thicket. And as he did, his antlers became entangled in the bushes and the gnarly thorns and the ugly, ugly things that grew there. Became entangled to the point so badly that he couldn't get free. And he pulled with those large hind muscles. But alas and alack, he was not to be free ever again. Well, somewhere in a hunter's lodge, somewhere, hangs the head of a great stag with a great antler trophy, large and proud. And isn't it, though, that the very things that were given to us that we pride so much ensnares us, while the very things that we despise about ourselves so much are the same things that will save us? And that's Aesop's story of the white stag.
That's a great story. I've never heard that story before.
Absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's well done. And that was Mike Kennelly sharing that story with you. And if you like stories and would like to learn more about storytelling, the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival is something you'll want to consider. Friday, August 8th and Saturday, August 9th at Winchester Thurston's North Campus in Allison Park. And what's the best way to get a hold of the complete schedule? We can certainly go through a few things, but I mean, there's concerts both nights, there's spooky stories, there's workshops, so
the,
much.
The website's supposed to be being touched up and finished this week. It's comcast.net, and it's 3RRiversStory, so it's RSTF dot.
Yeah, let me see if I, I'm pretty sure I've got that here, too.
If you Google it, it's not a real URL-friendly site, but it's easy enough to find if you Google it. Or you could Google the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival and it should show up.
Yeah, it looks like actually they did, for the first time, that 3RSTF.org actually works this year.
Yeah.
3RSTF. .org. So it's the numeral 3, RSTF.org. And I see Megan Hicks, Gregory Gibson Kenny, Charlotte Blake Alston, and Andy Offit Irwin are among the folks.
Absolutely. Those are our national tellers. We're going to have a lot of great local folks. I'm not sure about what the schedule is. Mary Morgan's worked that all out. But we're going to have a great liars contest and a swap. So you can come down and tell stories yourself and exchange them with other people who are interested in doing that kind of a thing. The campus is beautiful. It's a great place to hang around and do that sort of thing.
Looks great. Well, thank you, Mike Kennelly, for being here along with us today.
All right.
And I hope that it's a great event for you. It's coming up August 8th and 9th. We'll have another storyteller here next week as we lead up to the event.
Right. So I do want to mention that we have an Indiegogo campaign out there. So if anybody feels like donating and helping support the festival, to go to Indiegogo and look for the 2014 Three Rivers Storytelling Festival. And I'd also like to thank the Grable Foundation for all their support that they've given us last year and this year. They've really helped us keep us alive.
Well, thank you to the Grable Foundation for its support. And also, we wish you the best of luck.